Okay. Went to Mayville, and then what happened?
He went to Mayville, and to get the money, all of this check. And they wanted to shave it. And he wouldn't take that. He wants the full face of it. Well, Marie said, well, I can't do that because he says, that's what I get out of it, the interest money. So he came back with the check and he threw it on the table. And he says, there's your check. And I said, what's the matter with it? Well, he said they wouldn't cash it. I said, why? Why, he said they wanted to shave it. Well, I said, now, Art, I said, that's your check. That horse is mine. If that horse dies tonight, he dies mine. He don't die yours. He don't die on your hand, no, I'll tell you that. So he picked up the check, and I kept the horse. I had him 3 weeks, and he died.
Now, shaving, is that taking the interest out of the face value of the money?
Yeah.
Oh, first time I ever heard that.
Yeah.
Well, this is an old timer talking.
Well, then I bought this horse back from Dad. I made my driving horse. And they was both steel hell. And I kept both of them until they're 32 years old. And we moved down to John's place, gave him $100 rent for the use of the 40.
No, $100 rent, for how long is that?
That's a year.
A year.
Yeah. Well, I had 9 young pigs, and I got $9 a piece for them. And I made money enough to save my rent. And so that's, we went back and we had an airtight heater there, and we went back and cut poles. And her and I went back to draw them up there, and she froze her heels. Yeah, and back there getting them poles.
Was this in the winter?
In the winter time, yeah. And we stayed there till spring, and then we moved down on the foster place, and that, oh man. Well, I got down there, and then I had 3 horses, and I bought another cow, and I had 3 cows down there, and then I had one of them I gave $65 for, a old man Foster, and gracious, I lost that one. And so I had bad luck all the way through there for a while. But in 3 years time, I bought this car, I tell you, and I paid the cash for it. I had that car there for 2-3 weeks there before I ever paid a dime on it. I fetched it home, I never paid a dime on that car there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got a clock. I got a clock out there in the back room that I got when we married. That's 60 years ago. We've married, and there's our 60-year picture right over there. We've been married 60 years the 19th day of December. And we bought that clock, and Ma and I sent away after a barrel of dishes, and we split. And I got that clock.
You really started out with nothing, didn't you?
Sure.
We didn't have nothing, and on the foster place come a big blizzard. And I had to pump up there, I had to pump water, and I had to shovel a path through that big snow drift for my cows to get out there, and they come out there all humped up to drink, and then they turned and went back, and we went to bed one night, and blizzard was on, and I got up and we slept in the front room with the door shut off in the kitchen. I got up to go out and build a fire out there, and I had to go up in the milk house and get a shovel to shovel the snow out of the kitchen. Out of the kitchen. And I built a fire in the kitchen there, and I had gloves on, and I had the fire going, and then I went back and shoveled some more snow, and the gloves got wet, and I went back to see all the fire coming. had a stove poker in the lead there, and my glove stuck to the stove poker hat.
Well, how did the snow get in the kitchen?
Blowed in there all over an old tin house.
The siding, you didn't have no lap.
No, it was always cold. Man, oh
well,
man.
Well, how about the rest of the house then? Did that have some sort of a siding?
Well, that was a, well, it was all the same.
It was all
the same. Yeah.
It was kind of cold in there, wasn't
cold,
it?
Cold, man, oh man, I guess it was cold. Yes.
And you survived all these years.
Yes, sir. And well, we stayed there 3 years. And we moved there on Beach Farm. We were there 2 years.
Huh? He scraped the snow off that old clock up there.
Yeah. There's snow all over that clock shelf out there. That clock that's out there, that still runs. That clock had never been to a juryman.
Well, they must have remade them good then.
It's a panel stock clock.
Well, why did you choose to make your living or to stay in Millington? How come you never moved away?
We moved from the Beach Farm over here on the town line, Vassar Road, and then we stayed there 2 years, then we moved down on Ed Webster's, and there we 5 years, then we moved from there out here on the corner, and we were there 17 years.
But you've never lived in any other area, like Detroit or...
Oh, no. No, I wasn't in Pontiac when they, a little while before I got homesick and I came home.
Well, what were schools like back then?
Well, they was old country schools.
They had one teacher for all the grades?
All the grade from chart. We didn't have no kindergarten. That was a big chart. And I wore mittens made out of grain bags.
Out of grain bags?
Yeah.
Well, now, you were a poor boy then. Would you consider yourself a poor boy then?
We were a poor family.
Well, were very many of the people in this area poor, or?
I'd say they were all just about the same. My dad had a $500 mortgage in that place, and when he bought that place, that 80 acres, he cut his way in 2 miles, right through the brush, to that 80 acres.
Is that off in Juniata there?
That was a mile and a quarter, mile and three quarters south of Juniata.
No, it was 80 acres there, and he bought that for $500?
No. He was in debt for it for $500.
Oh.
He was in debt for it until he sold the place to a real estate man, and he went to Pontiac, and that's where he died.
Well, how much was land to buy it back then when you were first starting to farm? If you were to go out and buy land then, how much was it an acre?
I forgot what Dad did get for is, of course, he bought it. There was quite a lot of pine on it at that time. And, of course, Penny Crampton, he owned in back of us, and he had men cutting pine on him. Well, first thing you know, Dad went back there, and they was over on Dad's. So Dad went and had that surveyed. And so then that put a stop to them cutting over there. Of course, there wasn't only a tree blazed along and for a line there. And then when he had that 80 acres surveyed, why then they didn't cut no more pine onto it at all. I know I was back there, I was nothing but a kid, and Charlie Reines was helping us then. Back, they saw down a big tree there, and somebody, they had 2-3 blocks sawed off there, and somebody came back there and went to talking to my dad. And Charlie, he stood back there for a while, and he had an axe in his hand. And Dad laid his axe on top of a block like that and turned around. It was a big block. And Charlie, he swung that axe up there like that, and he come down there to split that block there, and he hit Dad's axe. And put a great big gash in that back of that Dad's axe. Just the same as the man had a head down there. Oh, he was a curse. He was a curse.
Well, now, you lived way out here in the country. What happened if you had an emergency? How did you get to a doctor?
We called him.
There was telephones there?
We was over there.
No,
we called out Dr. Garvin. And that's in 1918 when the flu was so bad.
You didn't have no telephone.
We called, we did.
Well, later years, yeah.
Well, 1918 on the Foster Place when we had, we had telephone there because we called Dr. Garvin. And Henry Plum, he waited on us, come down, when we had the flu there. And my neighbor across the road, Doug Machores, and that spring way we moved down the beach farm.
Would you say neighbors were friendly back then?
Oh, yeah. Her and I, we walked on right over the fence on snowdrifts up to Henry Plum's. That, you remember the speaking of Preacher Plum, Earl Plum?
No, I
don't know. The Harley.
You know Harley?
Harley Plum, yeah.
Well, there's a brother, older.
Oh,
he was up to his cabin there. And they had some mutton or rats in the cabin there. And he went out hunting, and Leela, he married Leela Tetra. And she fixed a sandwich. He told her to fix a sandwich for them there rats. And he come in from hunting and sat down at the table and had a cup of coffee and left that there sandwich a rat for. She was laying in on the couch. Didn't know it. Killed him. Yeah, we went up to Plums and Plums went down there. So icy there. They had a party down there at the hall, the Junior, the Gleaner Hall down there. Her and I, we walked on ice. Roads were so icy we couldn't get a horse out. We walked there 2 miles right down a mile east of Junior there. Come out that back road where Goldie and Jim used to live. We stayed there for supper. We had the chores all done. Then we went up the hall and we danced and had a party there. Walked home. Henry Plum would come with us too.
Now, what are some of the biggest events that have happened in Millington that were, you know, sort of outstanding that stick in your mind? What happened that was really exciting that you can remember?
Oh, there's quite a lot of things happened here. There was a big break here on the railroad here. That's that's long before I moved over here.
Well, what year would that be that the wreck was?
Oh, that's way back. That would be...
Look at the curves up there.
Yeah. And then the gristmill burnt here. That was quite exciting there.
When that burnt, what kind of fire equipment did they have?
They had an old... real.
How'd that work?
What that was like? How did it operate?
Well, it operated.
There was a hose rolled up on
it. Yeah.
On a rock, there's some description.
Well, right here in town, they used to have a cart with a great big hose rolled up onto it, and some men would grab a hold of the tongue of it. It was just a two-wheeler. And the wheels were tall, big wheels, maybe 10 foot high. And it was fired out here to the Cobb's Crossing there. His car got a fire out there. Had a leak in the tank. And they were from Pontiac or Flint, I don't know which. But anyway, they was over here at the lake, and they thought they'd take the car to Vassar to have it fixed. That's before this pavement went in on 15. And you had to make that jog across Cobb's Crossing there. And they didn't make the jog, and they run into the ditch. And they went right up against a wire fence, the front end. They tried to get out, and they couldn't get out. And so a fellow lit a match, and they held it down there, and it dropped down on some water there. And it took fire, and it burnt the car up. So they said there was a fire down there, and I, for one, was with that two-wheel cart. We thought it was down here at the crossing right here. Instead of that, it was out there at the Cobb's Crossing. That's 2 miles. So we turned around and went back. Well, by that way, there's a truck then come along, and we got on the truck and held on the tongue of it and got back up town. Yeah, that was no real, but now they've got a good fire department.
Well, I'll see. Well, after you got a farm, you said, did you ever buy a farm of your own eventually?
Never bought a farm of my own in my life. I married in 1914, and I rented the farm until I bought this place here in 1944, and I had my sale in 45. That's the first place I ever bought.
But you had all your own farm equipment?
I did.
What did you have?
I had plows, drags, manure spreaders, cultivators, and binder, corn binder, potato digger, and a weeder, two-horse weeder.
A weeder, what's that?
It's a thing that with long teeth on. Stands up here and you ride it. And you go crossways of your crops and take the grass and weeds and stuff out between your rows of corn or beans or anything.
Did you pull that by horse?
No, pull that by teeth, yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever, never owned a tractor then?
Never owned a tractor, no. But when I took my sale bill down there to Henry Horning, the man that owned the place, he said, sell your horses here, he sell them. He said, I'll buy you a tractor. You stay there. And I said, no. I said, Henry, I made up my mind, I'm going to quit. I said, Margie's married, and there's just Vern and I, and I bought a place uptown. And I said, well, he said, you'll be sorry. Well, I said, I'm going to let the tail go with the hide. So.
Well, when you moved in town, what did you do for a living?
Well, the first thing, they wanted me to go to work in the hardware up here. And I told him I wasn't going to go to work until I moved. And I didn't move until around 1st of April, because I had my sale in March the 10th, and her dad died the 9th. My sale was the 10th. Well, then I worked in the hardware, and then from there I worked for the village for about 4 years.
Can I ask what the wages were back then?
Yes, a dollar an hour.
A dollar an hour.
Nothing taken out for withholding or not.
Not too bad then, considering nowadays they take everything out.
Well, yeah, but what their wages they get now?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, I can see the But what were, now, your groceries, when you had a family of three there, now how much did you have to spend a week for groceries?
Well, we didn't spend too much because we raised quite a lot. We had a garden.
Oh, yeah.
And she made bread, but, well, we used to buy a barrel of flour.
100 pounds of sugar.
And 100 pounds of sugar.
No, we do well. We got
the prices today, you know it.
And I raised hogs, I raised beans, and we made pretty fair.
How much was 5 pounds of sugar back then?
Well, you used to get 6 pounds per quarter.
That was before you were married or after you were married?
Before I was married.
Before you were married. You know, sugar really wasn't too bad up until a year ago.
No. They've got it all stirred up, though. Mm-hmm.
But why? It's like, when you drive through the country in the summer and see those huge fields of sugar beets all over.
I don't know what they do with it all.
Yes, I had all kinds of tools. And they was all workable when I had my seed.
And that was in what, 1944?
1944.
I was only 2 years old then.
Yeah. But he worked for the village here too. Yeah.
Then I went to work from the village, and then I went to working for a man putting in furnaces. I worked with him until he died. Then I got a furnace cleaner and I worked for myself.
When did you retire?
Well, I must have worked till I know that I cleaned 3 furnaces a day, stoves and furnaces. I'd come home and take a bath, I was just as black as any coal you ever seen. And the phone would ring and maybe I'd be in the bathtub when their furnace cleaner. And I'd tell them to turn the fire off tonight and I'd be there in the morning.
Well, what kind of furnaces were they?
Well, they was coal furnaces.
Probably in the basement.
Yeah, the basement. And these oil burners. These oil burners. I had a big machine about that big round on wheels and a big hose. And I'd take that in. I had a strip of carpet that stretched across this room here. I used to stretch over their carpet or something. And then I had a tarpaulin I used to lay down on the floor that I set this on. And I'd take the pipes off, clean the pipes, and I had a big long brush. Used to clean this here, pipes all out, and I had brushes clean around in the stove, and I'd cut this thing up and put it in there, and that would all suck it all up into a bag.
When you mentioned about farming, how many acres a day could you plow?
Well, I probably about, you could plow with a riding plow, the 3 horses, I'd plow probably an acre and a half.
And how many acres did you have to work with?
80 acres. 80 acres.
Is that your first house?
That's my dad's.
Wow. And that's where your folks lived?
Yeah.
Do you know where the Daniels live on here? Near the, on the Oak Road right up?
No, I don't know where they live.
You know where the airport is?
The airport there? Yeah, yeah.
Well, that house, there's one on the corner right there on that jog.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's another one up this way where their barn. That's the place right there.
And this is the first house. Now, here is my mother with my brother. See, he was the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
And here was Nana. This is the sister to my mother and her child. And this is my dad. Now, see, your convenience is here.
This barrel had just rope around. Is that rope around
it? No, that's wood. That was a rain barrel, see?
Oh.
And look here. Here's your chimney cupboard. Stove pipe. Just over it.
Yeah.
And see the log there and there where you can cut the trees up.
Uh-huh.
And see, there's your wash basin set up.
Oh, you've come a long way.
There's nothing wrong.
But in the winter, it must have got awful cold in there.
Oh, you can tell me. I was just a long time behind this one.
Oh, oh.
Now, here's the milling canal, but there's a brick canal that used to be in Millington.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then here's...
What? This is the train wreck with the molasses,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See how they're lifting them back on the track again.
Oh. That's really... Now, what year was this about?
I think it's right there, but mine...
Right here? Which is 104-6. Now, what does that mean?
That wouldn't be a thing with it.
No, not unless it says on the back. Yeah, there's a postmark on the back. It's 1909, that one was. And this one doesn't have postmark on it. Yeah. Now, these are all in Millington, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Right down here where you close the track.
Hmm. Boy. I guess that was quite a big event then, huh? There's an old car.
Well, now that looks more like a car we first had.
And there's a horse and buggy next to it.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I can't get over this picture here, goodness sake. So I can see why the snow would go through the cracks.
I think so.
It didn't?
No, it sure did.
It did. I just, well, I mean, that one little stove heated this enough for people to survive in, to live in.
Thank you.
They must have had an awful lot of sickness back then.
They didn't have it when they got milk.
I don't think as much.
Not as much?
Nope.
No, there wasn't a population, see. There was no German carriers.
No, they either lived or died, I guess.
That's right.
Well, here's our place.
Oh.
See, now there.
Well, that's later years.
There is my dad.
That would be great-grandpa McCartney then, huh?
That's right. That's my dad. That's Tommy Solom, my dad's tomb.
Oh.
This house is standing there yet. After we moved back after Dad had paid for our future, we put an addition on this house up here. The roof went the other way. But when they bought it, they tore that off and lengthened this house out. That's 1.75 miles south of Juniata.
Who are all these? Is any of those you?
That right there.
That's you?
Yeah. And right here is my own mother.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That is Belle. Now you see, my mother was awful pious. She was carrying John and this picture was taken. So she had John or Belle standing in front of her. This is my dad. This is me. This is granddad. He used to teach school, and he had a cockeyed. My dad went to the same school that I went to, and I went to the same school that my dad went to. And after granddad quit teaching there, he had to take a pair of boots over there to the school for my dad to wear to coming home because it snowed. Mm-hmm. This is Aunt Hetty. This is Aunt Hattie. This is my mother. That is Belle. That's my grandmother McCartney. There's the woods all down there.